This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the week at 517, and that was down 6 3/4. September wheat ended the week at 521.5, down 7 3/4. December wheat ended the week at 533, and that was down a dime. July corn on Friday ended at 360.5, down 3. September corn ended at 367.5, down 2 3/4. December corn ended the week at 378, that was down 3. July soybeans on Friday ended at 937.75, down 8 3/4. August beans ended at 924.5, down 10 1/4. September beans ended at 916, down 9 3/4. July soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 304.90, down 8. August meal, 297.90, down 17. September meal ended at 294.90. That was down 20. July soybean oil on Friday ended the week at 34.78, down 1/4. August oil ended at 34.79, down 27. September oil ended at 34.82. That was up 28. July oats on Friday ended the week at 258.75, up 4 3/4. September oats ended at 264.25, and that was up 4.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents at 335 to 353. Soybean bids were 8 cents lower on Friday at 913 to 933. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 lower at 336 to 359. Soybean bids were down 11 to 12 cents at 924 to 947. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 cents at 340 to 366, soybean bids 9 cents lower at 932 to 951, and wheat bids fell 8 to 9 at 473 up to 505. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents lower at 963 to 978, basis steady ranging from 25 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $316.90 to $329.90 per ton. That was 80 cents per ton lower, with basis steady ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at $361 to $374. Basis steady ranged from option to 13 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 360 to 362, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 1 under to 1 over July. Soybeans ended down 8 to 9 cents at 952 to 957, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 14 to 19 over July. And new crop wheat prices on Friday 5 to 6 cents lower at 495 to 497, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 22 under to 20 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 380 to 381. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 8 to 9 cents with quotations at 977 to 978. Soft wheat down 11 cents at 518 to 519, and Milo ended 3 cents lower at 411 to 427. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in that area. New crop corn bids range from 338 up to 353. New crop soybean bids range from 858 to 885. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 342 to 351. New crop soybean bids at 879 to 894. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 355. New crop soybean bids at 871 to 891. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 473 up to 505. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade Friday. June hogs ended the week at 81.67, down 52. July hogs ended at 81.12, up 52. August hogs ended at 80.82, up $1.20. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 152.82, down 40. August cattle ended at 150.57, down 87. October cattle ended at 152.37, down 62. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 221.90. That was down 67. September feeders ended at 220.50, down 55. And October feeders ended at 219.10, down 47. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 5th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents lower in the range of $68 to $80 with a weighted average carcass price of $78.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,347 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 267 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $2 to $3 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar lower. And slaughter cows, slaughter bulls, and feeder cattle were not reported. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 154.25 to 157. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141.50 to 147. And choice slaughter heifers, 153 to 156.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 157. And on a dress basis, 246 to 254. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 157, and on a dress basis, 246. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 249 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.56. That was $1.30 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $244.65, that was $3.83 lower, with select carcasses at $237.57, that was $2.94 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 101,000. That compared to 115,000 last week, and 118,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running 7.1% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, that compared to 422,000 last week and 319,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 5.9% ahead. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Last week, as you know, I was over at CHS and Shipman visiting with them on helping them celebrate their 1 year of no lost time accidents. Talking a bit about safety with Reagan Weir. And also we talked to Jack Wilbrand about the crop specialist there, about some of the crop reporting, some of the progress that the crops are making, and also a bit about some of the marketing programs that CHS Shipman offers. Jack was very forthcoming with talking about the issues that all of the farmers deal with in terms of moving their grains. And Jack's second part was talking about some of the programs that CHS offers.
We do quite a bit, and being a co-op, it gives a lot of flexibility for a producer. There's several grain terminals down in St. Louis that we work with. There's a couple of ethanol plants down in St. Louis that we work with. So, you know, we give you a lot of opportunity on picking delivery time frames and the actual terminal that you want to use, and we open up the timing of those sales and decisions to be made through HTA programs for some of the cheaper rates that you can find. You can lock in a futures price, which is the greatest risk for a farming producer. The basis is what we watch and what we specialize in. So we watch those markets and those different terminals. And when we identify a strong level at different places, we'll call you and try to give you both a strong futures level and a strong basis level. One of the new programs that we started just this year that we've brought down from the corporate office up in Evergrove Heights is the CHS Compass contracting system. That's a mechanized accumulator contract which prices bushels daily within a certain time frame. And this year we had a rally back in January, which I didn't think that was going to be it. Sitting here in June, probably should have done a lot more, but we did put some bushels on, and there were some producers in the area that jumped on board with us, and I believe those are going to be the greatest sales that we've had this year. We have some programs, for instance, the Daily Price Plus. It starts pricing bushels daily at a level that's above the market that day on the futures. And we're actually getting some grain priced and locked in at levels that never even traded through options and a futures system that works robotically. It's within a window, and now we're creeping down to the bottom range of that window that we set. And whenever that happens, of course, there's not a doubling up. There's a lot of guys, you know, it's hard to contract on something that can double up with a sold call on the back end. But the way we do things out of this office is I figure out what the production is, and I never let it get out of hand. So basically, the producer is going to get a premium for being a more disciplined marketer and just working with us on the first 5% of his production. Really don't let it get past that. So we got some good sales on to start off the year, and now we just got to look for opportunities here in the future. Hopefully, maybe a dry weather spell around pollination can give us an opportunity. I don't know if it's in the making right now, though, looking at the weather.
Back at CHS in Shipman last week, we had a chance to talk to Jack Wilbrand and Reagan Weir, among others. And a final interview that we conducted then was with Aaron Williams. Aaron is the marketing manager and the communications director for CHS Shipman. Aaron is involved in making sure that everybody knows all the programs and opportunities that are available through CHS. Aaron, what exactly is CHS?
We are a farmer-owned co-op, and so that means that our patrons own us, and we are everything farm. We can serve all of your farming operational needs.
So if I want to sell grain, I can sell grain.
Correct.
If I want to buy anhydrous, I can
Correct.
Buy anhydrous.
Seed, fuel, chemicals, fertilizer, we do it all.
Do you also pick up grain? Do you also Yes. haul grain?
Yes.
Okay. You do it all. You
we
really do.
It all.
Okay. CHS, your slogan says, of course, locally owned with global connections.
Mm-hmm.
You describe that? Explain that to me?
Farmer owned, it's pretty self-explanatory. Farmer owned with global connections means we still have that small town feel. We still value our patrons here in mid-Illinois counties, but we have global connections to connect you with.
Okay. Now, your situation, you're known as the marketing director,
Yes.
communications director. What all do you do? What is your primary responsibility?
I manage advertising needs, PR needs. I take care of all community relations things. So I am constantly seeking things in the community that we can improve or assist with, whether it be financially or send some guys out to redo Shipman Elementary Playground. We recently did that. We raise a lot of money through a campaign called Harvest for Hunger that runs through the month of March for local food pantries. So this week I have been delivering those checks to local food pantries.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think you're coming over to Litchfield next week,
yes,
right?
Yes, next Tuesday I'll be in Litchfield.
The other interesting thing is it sounds like that you say you're involved in things going on, so you're available for sponsorship on some of these things.
Yes, mm-hmm. We really try to focus our sponsorship on education, whether it be just local education or ag education. We're very involved with FFA and 4-H. So we want to see the next generation interested in ag and educated within ag, because that is our future. That's what makes this world go round.
I certainly commend you for that, because and most definitely 4-H is something that I think really needs a lot of people's help right
yes.
now. And more town kids to get involved.
Yes.